Blog Talk Radio.
Probably is from the lead singer for Zap. He has such songs with the group Zap, Cause I Love You, Don't Make Me Wait for Love, and Computer Love, and just so many more. I'm glad you all tuned in tonight to listen to Lenny Williams. How are you doing, Lenny Williams? Hello? Hello? Hello, everyone. We're waiting on Mr. Lenny Williams to call in. So while we wait, I'm going to play one of his songs, one of his newer songs. All right, everyone.
I don't know what happened.
The sound went out on me.
Yeah, I never was the lead singer for Zap. I was the lead singer for Tower of Power.
Okay, I'm sorry. So that's my mistake.
Okay,
All right. You were the lead singer for, say that again?
For a band called Tower of Power.
Tower of Power.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was an all white band. I was the only black person in the band. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Back in the
70s. Oh. Okay. In the 70s. So, what have you been doing with your time? Since the 70s, I know you've been doing a lot.
You on the radio?
Yes.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. What I've been doing? Oh, I've been. Doing shows, you know, being busy, yeah, keeping busy, yeah, you know, making it happen, yeah. You know, all down Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, New York, you name it, I've been there, yeah.
Okay, all right, you've been everywhere, you've been touring, okay.
Yeah, but, I have been touring, I've been over, you know, overseas, you know, just making it happen, up in Canada, I was up there with Canada, me and the Whispers, R. Kelly, Faith Evans, yeah, so just doing my thing.
Okay. All right, just doing your thing. So I was playing your song, one of your songs, Rock Me Baby.
Yeah, right. That's the latest song that I did, Rock Me Baby, you know. So I've done all kinds of songs, you know. I did songs with Kenny G, the song Don't Make Me Wait for Love, which was, you know, the top charts are so very hard to go back in the day. And of course, Cause I Love You, you know. So I said, you know, I was born down, you know, in Arkansas. So I said, I'm going to do a little of that Arkansas music, the Rock Me Baby, yes.
All right, then. Rock Me Baby. That's a nice song. I like it. I seems like I've heard that song before, though.
Well, it's an old song, you know, right? You know, I just kind of modernized it a little bit, a little something on it. My producer, DOA, he's from Sacramento, California, and, you know, he does Joe, and he does Smokey Norfolk and different people like that, and I think he's working with Keith Sweat right now. So I say, hey, let's put a little modern touch to, you know, to Rock Me Baby and throw a little Ray Charles in there and, you know, and see what we can, you know, see how it turned out.
Okay. So let's talk about your group. Are you still with your group, or are you just a completely solo artist?
Well, I'm completely solo right now, just, you know, doing my thing, you know, writing songs and keeping busy and, you know, doing shows and, you know, in the studio and, you know, just moving around, making it, you know, making things happen.
Okay. Well, I like that song. I just want you to know that. I really like it.
Was you moving around? Was you moving around when you was listening to it?
Yes, sir. Yes. Yeah.
Okay, that's what we like.
Like I said, I apologize. I got you confused with somebody else.
Oh yeah, no. I did a lot of shows with Zap, you know. So maybe you might have seen that on my bio. You know, when Roger was alive, we did a lot of shows, and I still do some stuff, you know, with them. Okay. On the same shows, but I never was a member of the group Zap. But, you know,
yeah,
that's a good group. Oh, so, yeah, right. Yeah.
Everyone, listen, that's my fault, completely my fault. Getting my interviews confused. Put it down to old age.
He's still young.
I'm in my 40s, so I don't know about being young. This song, Rock Me Baby,
yes.
It's a mix. Did you write this song? Any lyrics or words to this song?
I did some of the lyrics, some of the modern lyrics in there, you know what I mean? But it's a traditional older song, you know, it was probably written before I was born. But, you know, I kind of put, you know, something, you know, how the rappers do, how they sample a song. Well, I didn't necessarily sample it, but I, you know, just put some, you know, different words in there and, you know, use some of the older words, you know, original words, and put some, you know, some of my words in there. It's kind of a mix, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sort of a mix. Okay, well, I like it. Like it a lot. Yeah. You got a nice voice, very nice voice.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, you know, I've been at it a while, so, you know.
So besides this song, are there any other songs? In other words, what I'm asking is, what can people expect from you in the future? More singing, movies?
Well, I'm doing some more singing, you know, doing some more videos, might be in a couple of plays, you know, I've had some offers to do some plays. So just trying to, you know, like you say, you know, just be ready for whatever comes my way and try to be selective and make sure I, you know, do the right thing, you know, so, you know, take the right vehicle. So, you know, I've been offered some plays and you know, I'm always writing and, you know, the youngsters are always kind of sampling my music. And so, you know, trying to stay on top of that and see, you know, see what's going on with that. You know, so, you know, just a whole host of things that I'm doing and, you know, preparing myself for.
Do you mind a little later in the interview if I play the song called I Love You?
Oh, of course not. Yeah, that's my number one song. Yeah, you know, I wrote that back in the day and published it and sang it. So, yeah, so most definitely, you know, it's always an honor when people play that song and, you know, get good feelings from it.
Yes, yes. Now, you have been sampled by a lot of artists. I mean, quite a few.
Kanye, Twista, Trey Songz, Young Jeezy, Jay-Z, Andre 3000. I can just keep on going. Yeah,
Yeah, goodness gracious. And on YouTube, the song Scarface, videos has over 6 million views. That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people. Well, maybe a couple of them watched it twice. I don't know. Yeah, but but yeah, that's a whole lot of folks right there, though. Yeah, you know. So it's just kind of amazing to think that, you know, that I could sit in, you know, my little music room in my house in Oakland, California, and me and my friend, and write that song, and that it would touch people. You know, I mean, we put it out in 1970. I think the first time we did it twice. We did it once in 1975, when we didn't have the talking in it, and then we came back in 1978 and slowed it down a little bit and put the talking in it, and then just took off and think that, you know, people, you know, all over the world, you know, would be touched by that song and be listening to it and think that, you know, put out a video and 6 million people would be looking at the video and things like that. So that's awesome. Yeah.
Yes, it is awesome. So the song, 'Cause I Love You, is a very famous song. I still listen to it today. I hear it on the radio, and I have the CD. I know Scarface sampled your song, 'Cause I Love You. I think it was,
Yeah, Scarface sampled it, right. Yeah, I was down in Houston, and his god sister, she called me up and said he wanted to talk to me. And so I said, okay. So I went, and he came and picked me up in his, you know, in his SUV. And he said, "I get your song. I want to know what you think about it." He said, "I got two versions, the clean version and the nasty version." I said, "Well, let me hear the nasty version." So he played that for me. And I said, "Well, let me hear the clean version." So he played me the clean version. He said, "What you think?" I said, "I love it." He said, "I got your permission." I said, "Yeah, most definitely." I was loving it, you know. And so he put it out, and called it "Girl, You Know I." Girl, you know I.
Yeah, goodness, I love to hear you say that.
Yeah, so I was excited, and I liked what he did. And, you know, plus I made some money. I was like, oh, shoot, can't beat that. You know, you got something you like, plus I made some money. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So, 'Cause I Love You, this single that you have out now, where can it be bought at? The mix that you got, Rock Me Baby, and what's the CD title?
You can get it on iTunes. You can get it on, Amazon, you know, any of the, various, online stores right now. And we haven't finished the CD yet, so you just go to Lenny Williams, and you can buy it at LennyWilliams.com. You can get it off of there, too. And, so most definitely.
Okay. All right. That's great. That's great. That's wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful. So you've also performed with, let me see here. I got my list here. It's this long list, too. I want you to know. very long list. It says, I was reading about you, and it said you had performed with Alicia Keys, Aretha Franklin, Al Green.
Yeah, I was. Mm-hmm. All those different people have been on shows with them. I was overseas with Alicia Keys. I've traveled around the United States with Al Green, with Aretha Franklin. So. Okay. Sure. Yeah. As you go down the line, naming them, all kinds of people. So, you know, it's just different types of people and different types of stylists, and so you get a chance to learn from everybody, and so it just kind of keeps you on your toes. Different artists, each week, and they be bringing it, and you try to bring it, and they may be doing something that you can pick up, so you always keep your eyes and ears open, so that you can continually learn.
All right. Well, I'm going to play Rock Me Baby, and then I'm going to play a little bit of 'Cause I Love You.
Okay. Cool. Okay, sounds like a winner.
Okay, all right.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
You got the green light.
Okay.
Oh,
why you listen to Rock Me Baby, about Lenny Williams. Great song, great song. Now I'm going to play his next one, Because I Love You. Okay?
Okay.
Well, thought I was. That was Because I Love You. Oh, my goodness.
You got to drop that needle right in the slot.
Hi, everyone. You listen to the song by Lenny Williams, Because I Love You. So, Lenny Williams, I thank you for coming on this show, because I know you were sick a couple of weeks back, so a lot of people
yeah,
wanted
that
to
flu.
Hear you.
Yeah. I had that flu. Yeah, that thing going around, but I done ditched it now. I went right and it went left. Yeah, so I'm good. I'm on my toes now, yeah.
Yeah, it's the weather. It's been a blizzard, too. A blizzard. Oh, goodness. I was watching TV. I'm here in Northwest Florida. And I was looking at TV, the sun out. Some people had their doors open. And then I looked at TV. It's a darn blizzard. But then it called me. It got like to 40, 42.
Oh, it did? Oh, yeah, folks. Yeah. Folks up in the East Coast, boy, they having it real bad right now, up in New York and Philadelphia and Connecticut and Massachusetts right now. Yeah, so I'm out here in Cali right now. The sun's shining, too. So I'm like, oh, it's all good, yeah. Yeah, but I feel sorry for those people, though, yeah.
Yeah, me too, because especially when they said no electricity, you know, I'm thinking to myself, how are these people, you know, going to live? I mean,
how are they
going to
see? Yeah, we get spoiled with our electricity and stuff like that, then, you know, when you lose it, you're like, oh, boy, what am I going to do, you know? So, yeah, so thank God for, you know, for that.
So, DeWilliams, what's in the future for you? Well, what can your fans expect?
Well, I'm getting ready to go on tour. I'll be on tour, be going to Detroit, be going to Maryville, Indiana, St. Louis, Little Rock, Arkansas, Jackson, Mississippi, Mobile, Alabama. you know, some will be moving around. I think I'm going to D.C., Washington, D.C., so I'll be in all those places, and I want folks to come out and enjoy the show, and after the show, you know, come up and say, you know, hello, take a picture, you know, something like that, you know, just shake my hand, you know, a little kiss on the cheek, all that stuff, you know, yeah. It'll be all good.
Okay. A little kiss on the cheek, huh? Okay.
All right. Yeah.
So do you have a website for
Yeah, it's LennyWilliams.com. And I'm also on Twitter, and I'm also on Facebook and Instagram, all that. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's okay. All right. So if they want to go here, you sit, watch here and watch you perform and sing, what were they, what, is that on your website, your tour date, or your concert date?
Yeah, right, all my dates, yeah, my tour dates are on there, yeah, right, so they can go in there and check it out and see what I'm doing and where I'm going to be, and, you know, email me, let me know they're coming to the show, and, you know, and, you know, we find a little spot to meet after the show. We'll meet over in the corner over there,
So, do you still, so you completely solo, you don't perform with anybody, just you yourself are...
Yeah, I have a band. Yeah, my band. Yeah, but it's the Lenny Williams band. Yeah, right. So I'm not in the group anymore like that. But I mean, I still do some of the songs. You know, like So Very Hard to Go and What Is Hip, some of the big songs that we did back in the day, you know. So I still do some of that on my shows, you know. But, you know, just kind of doing my own thing and enjoying it. And like I said, you know, having a ball.
Okay. So the Dr. Martin Luther King holiday was passed about a little over a week ago. How did you celebrate? I know how I celebrated. I was at with the NAACP and eating breakfast and, you know, learning, you know, about Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. So how did you celebrate? And also the second question is, how will you be celebrating Black History Month?
Well, you know, I've been Black a long time, you know, 69 years, and so, you know, but I did get a chance to see Martin Luther King when, you know, when I was a kid. So, I, you know, I kind of celebrate, you know, introspectively, you know, kind of think about, you know, where we were, you know, back in those days in the 60s and, you know, where we are now and where, you know, I'd like to see us in the future or, you know, try to be reflective on where we're going, you know, so I try to, not spend the day so much, you know, about picnicking and, you know, but more or less just trying to be introspective and, you know, just kind of think and, you know, honor the people who, you know, who got, you know, sacrificed and, you know, for us to have a vote, you know, for, you know, for all the civil rights and things like that and, you know, be freed from slavery, you know, so more or less kind of an introspective thing, you know, so that's kind of how I do it.
Okay, you reflect. You reflect.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, if you, with your extensive career and your millions and millions of songs and things and your world tour in South Africa, Europe, USA, and all these things, the combination of talent, which is, you have a great talent, beautiful voice.
Thank you.
I mean, I love your song because I love all your songs, to be honest with you, to be truthful. But if there was one thing that if you was talking to, let's say, a group of young people, one-on-one with a young person, what would you tell them if they were wanting to be in entertainment or an artist? What would you tell
them,
most important thing that you learned that would help them?
Well, I think that it's kind of hard to say one thing, but I would think that the first thing I would think is that you need to perfect your craft. You need to be really good at what you do, whether you're going to be a radio host like yourself or you're going to be a singer or songwriter, actor or, you know, a cameraman, camera person. You need to be really good at what you do. And then I would say, and also try to be nice to people because you never know, you know, who you're going to meet. You know, you go to a radio station, go somewhere to a, you know, a theater and there's somebody out there at the front desk and, you know, and you, they don't seem important and you be a little snotty to them and then you come back 4 or 5 years later and they're the person that's running the radio station or running the movie studio or running the theater. So it's nice to be nice. And then I always tell people, you know, to stay away from you know, don't get caught up in drugs and things like that, because it can definitely alter your craft, and it can make you do some things that that embarrass you, you know, and embarrass your parents and your fans, you know. So, you know, try to stay drug free, and so those are the main things I try to help you, you know.
Yes. Okay. Well, those are good things. Those are good things to tell people. Yeah. Very good things. So I know you're not in politics or anything like that, and I hope this question that I'm coming out with doesn't, you know, it's too hard, you know. But as a Black American, man, and I am a Black American woman, how does the killings here of the youth in the United States, how does it affect you? Do you have grandchildren or children? I mean,
I do.
What do you tell, if you do, what do you tell them, you know, about the police and how to, you know, handle things? I mean, explain what's all in the media.
Well, I tell them to watch out, you know, and be respectful of the police. You know, when they tell you to do something, you know, just do what they tell you to do. And, you know, try to, you know, just... Number one, try not to come in contact with the police. So don't be doing anything that's going to bring you in contact with the police. Don't be speeding. You know, don't turn your music up too loud. You know, just different things like that, you know. And then, you know, not only do they worry about the police, they got to worry about other people. You know, I mean, some of these young people killing each other, you know. So, you know, just tell them, you know, stay out of these cliques and, you know, these gangs and, you know, cliques and things like that, you know, and, try to get a good education and, you know, keep your eyes and ears open when somebody's, you know, I tell my grandsons all the time, be a leader, don't be no follower. So when I say we're going to go, you know, hit the liquor store, we're going to go, you know, post up on the corner and, you know, sell some dope or something, you know, no, I don't want to do that. You know, we're going to go over here and, you know, do this or do that. No, you know, well, I got my mama's gun, got my daddy's gun. No, I got to go, you know. You know, so you got to be wise, you know. So I tell them to keep your eyes and ears open and be a leader. You know, because there's more Black folks killing each other than the police are. So, you know, so that's the number one thing right there. You know, stay away from, you know, all that mess that's going on in the hood.
Yes, that's true. A lot of what you said is true. The youth are killing each other. It's not just the youth. It's older people, too, like in my age.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir. So I thank you for that, coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler, Mr. Lenny Williams. And I, like I said, I love your new song. I love this song, too. And I'm going to end the show playing your mix, Rock Me Baby, okay?
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it, Angela. You keep up the good work,
thank
okay?
Thank you. And yes, sir, thank you. And maybe you can come back one day.
You just call me and let me know. You got my number.
Yes, sir. Thank you. And tell Jermichus I said hello.
Okay. I will definitely will.
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
All right.
Yes, bye sir. Now. I'll play you song. Okay. All right, everyone. You've been listening to Mr. Lenny Williams. You're going to hear his end the show with his song, Rock Me Baby. All right.